we were told we needed to meet others who were going through the same thing.
Yeah. And absolutely, that's why support groups are so helpful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Faith will leave independence. Faith will also, and this is going to be the hardest one, and we're going to talk about this more, will allow the word of truth to stand on its own. I don't need to make the gospel conform to anybody's idea of what it should be. I don't need to make it flashy. I don't need to sell it. It is powerful on its own. Paul says this to Timothy at the very beginning, and he says it in many of his letters. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is. The gospel is the power of God. And it can overshadow any argument, any life, any practice sin, any paradigm. It can go over, and faith trusts that it is more powerful than anything, that it has its own power. But more than the fact that it has its power in you by the way you live it. So if you're living gospel, you are an exhibit of gospel. My life. Remember, we used this verse already, that we are his workmanship, his poeme. We are Jesus writing a poem. Now, I don't know how many of you like poetry. I'm going to say half of you don't even like poetry. But poetry is tough. First of all, it's really tough to write. And there's lots of different kinds, right? There's the sing-songy, you know, rhyme every two lines. There's, you know, I don't know all the names of it. I should remember these. There's haiku. You know, you've got...
There's free verse. There's blank verse.
Yes.
Villanelles.
So we have all of these. And it's a messy project.
I know.
Yes, she does. But it's a messy project, right? It doesn't just come. Poetry takes a lot of time because you're using as little words as possible to express a lot of emotion. So if we're God's poem, it may not appeal to everybody. It may be kind of messy. But it's his poem. It's his work. It's his way of showing all the different reflections of him. And my life's ups and downs are all opportunities for deeper connection for me and dependence, and opportunities to not be ashamed of my dependence, so that others can read that poem and say, wow, there's beauty in dependence. They might not see it at first, right? Because I'm going to guess a lot of you, when you first read some poems, you're like, I don't get it. But then there might be some of you who see it right away.